This week, the New South Wales government announced the state will halve its carbon emissions by 2030. The proposal was welcomed by experts, advocates and community organizations, saying it was about time, and now they want the federal government to step up. I asked President of Bushfire Survivors for Climate Action, Joe Dodds, her thoughts on the issue and why the move is important for the community.
It's great. We're all thrilled that New South Wales government and Gladys Berejiklian and John Barilaro have actually stepped up to the plate and said, right, we're going to set a target. And that target came with some plans for how to reach the target as well. So it wasn't just empty words. It's been a long time coming. So we were getting very anxious as people who live in areas that have been hit by repeated bushfires and floods and things over the last few years. We were desperate to see action on climate. This is the sort of thing that is going to push us to move to renewables and remove from the environment the emissions that are coming from the burning of fossil fuel. So the 50% target by 2030 is amazing, and we're really grateful. We actually need to go harder than that if we're to meet the 1.5 degree of warming target, but you've got to start somewhere.
And why is this announcement a big win for the community?
Because if we don't address what's happening, if we don't start working flat out to reduce global emissions and thereby reduce the damage that we're doing to the environment and the climate, we are going to end up with back-to-back fire seasons every year. And look, I know that's a big call, but having been three fires now myself and seen the changes in the environment in the 20 years I've been living in the forest where I live, things are so dry, even after rain now. And the science backs this. The science says that if we don't start acting now and pull this back, the future that the current trajectory has us heading towards is not conducive to human life, not conducive to society as we know it. So I'd rather not go through that. I'd rather not go through the sort of upheaval and wars over access to water and food that we will see if we don't change direction. And there are, of course, communities in other places in Australia and around the world that are already facing even harder times as a result of that warming and the increase in storms and droughts that's impacting food supply and destroying homes and livelihoods.
Is there any information on how the New South Wales government will do to achieve this target? Do we have any extra information on that?
I think there's a move towards renewable energy hubs in a couple of places. There's talk of hydrogen production, but clearly the government has some specific projects, renewable energy and also electric vehicles. So putting a lot more effort into growing the fleet of electric vehicles and the charging stations and everything else that we'll need. And, you know, the quicker we transition just to those things, if we can just get all of these petrol cars off the road and start moving towards electric, that's going to make a big impact. But yeah, the ways that we power our cities and our transport are two of the biggest impacts on global emissions. So yeah, it's great to see that changing. And we also need to address agriculture as well. There are practices that we could be moving to that are productive and reduce emissions at the same time. So there's no reason why this transition should cost jobs. It just means they're going to be different jobs, and we need to make sure that every community that is impacted by changes is assisted to move across to employment in these more sustainable areas.
Now, with this announcement from New South Wales comes like a great milestone for the state, but also I'm hoping the federal government will step in a bit. What are you hoping the federal government will do to reduce emissions?
I'm hoping that they will stop spending so much time with the mining, coal mining, the gas, the oil lobbyists, and spend a little bit more time with the communities who are being impacted now by things like these catastrophic bushfires, and understand that those industries are costing some of us our homes. And once they stop dancing with the mining industry in that way, then they need to embrace the same targets and the same transition moves as the state governments are doing across Australia. And local councils. Local councils have been declaring climate emergencies and transitioning their own fleet and their own infrastructure towards a renewable future. We just need the federal government to get on board. But frankly, if they don't, they might be asked to step aside or be pushed aside so that the rest of us can get on with doing what's necessary to keep Australians employed and safe.
And what about the rest of the states? Would you like the rest of the states to follow suit?
Absolutely. And I know there's a court case going on in Victoria very similar to the one that the bushfire survivors just won against the New South Wales EPA. So in Victoria, there's a similar case going on against the EPA there about the way they address greenhouse gas emissions. So I think there are states who are doing the right thing across the country, and we're all addressing the challenges in different ways. And we can all learn a lot from each other. The thing I don't want to see is states bashing each other for inaction or for achieving things and jealousy and sort of stuff that's been going on during COVID. We need to work together. We need to share the technology. We need to share the resources that we've got and just get on with getting this done so that we can all get on with a new way of life that's a bit cleaner. Now, if anybody is concerned about climate change, there's a growing number of people who are so concerned that it's hard to sleep at night. If you are one of those people and you want to do something about making this change happen quicker and keeping families and communities safe from things like catastrophic bushfires, the best thing you can do is join one of the organisations that are working in this space.
That was President of Bushfire Survivors for Climate Action, Joe Dodds.